Repeat the process indefinitely, and you are left with a ghost image made up of lines. Sierpinski knew there was something odd about this shape. Although it was the same overall size as the original triangle, it was made up of an infinite number of lines, and it had no area at all. Many years later, Mandelbrot looked at this shape and asked, "How many dimensions does it have?" "The triangle plainly has two dimensions. It has length and height, and it has an area. The Sierpinski triangle has a length and a height, yet it has no area." Mandelbrot found that the Sierpinski triangle had more than one dimension, but less than two. It had a fractional dimension. Mandelbrot soon discovered many other fractals, and realized that fractals were present in nature too.